Hello?
Oh, hi, Christine. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina. I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you because I saw your email. Are you in front of the computer now, or do you want to?
Actually, yeah, I stepped in. I'm actually shopping, but I thought that was you, and I wanted to talk with you.
Okay.
And then I would definitely pay that $199. Do you guys take debit?
Yes, we do. Debit or credit, all major, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Okay. But yeah, I'll definitely pay that. And then we can go over everything, but I didn't even see those 23 leads. Somewhere there's a disconnect.
On your campaign and on your website and Google and Bing and the directories, we have a phone number of 440-750-2011. When people call it, it forwards over to your phone number. So leads that are on the dashboard are not only people that filled out the lead form on your site, but they're also people that called you. So you can go into the dashboard and you can listen to the calls, which is cool. And you can kind of see, oh, okay, that one was an actual client, or I think you had one, the most recent one was someone calling about something that you didn't offer. So you told them, oh, I'm sorry, I don't offer that type of service.
Yeah, he wanted his whole yard.
Yeah, so that's the cool thing about the dashboard is you can go in and you can listen to the calls in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only area that I would really think that you're lacking is in the reviews, because in that screenshot that I sent you, that was the only section that showed zero. So I would recommend.
Are you talking about the Google reviews? They get
correct.
Clients?
So once we get this up to speed, and I already sent you that email, that says learn how to get more reviews. But,
yeah, I'm gonna look at that definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because it's already hyperlinked to your Google listing, and it says, thank you for using Heaven's Landscaping. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. And I know that that's going to help you with not only a higher conversion, but also even better results. So,
Another question I had is when I was speaking to, and I can't remember his name, the representative that set me up, he said that, when people look up, like say for instance, landscaping near me, that my company's name will appear, and I still don't even see that yet. Like I see there's quite a few, and he's like, he said, if I'm correct, I would be like in the top, is it the top 10?
Well, they say it's the first page, the top page. So there's only 20 companies that can appear there at any given time. But the good news is some people start working with us and they automatically go to the first position. Sometimes they're down at, position 5 or 6 before we build up their relevancy and they get higher results. But even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they are amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue. So
are you in front of your computer?
Yes. Yep.
Can you do me a favor, Tina? If you, just put up landscape in Avon, Ohio, something real basic, can you let me know what you see? If it's coming up through Google.
Let me look. Okay.
Thanks.
Landscaping, Avon. It might be a little bit affected right now just because the account's been in suspension since December 22nd. So I want to let you know that Google changes the algorithms daily. That happens 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services on a day-to-day basis, what happens is every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page. But ever since December 22nd until now, that's all kind of been halted. So I think that that's affecting you. But I do see that.
I don't know. I've never even seen it on there ever.
See now it's not ranking right now currently, but that's something that once we get the payment up to speed, I would, you know, get that rectified for you. And one thing I could do to help you, since, you know, there are results on the dashboard showing 9 Google actions, and let me see how many views. 77 times you were found on the first page, and you had 9 Google actions, which include clicks to the site and clicks to call you from the first page. So that doesn't mean that you've only gotten 9 phone calls, but what it means is when people found you off the first page, Google tracked the second step that they took to find you. Okay? So what I can do is once we get the payment up to speed, I can extend the next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give the technicians plenty of time to go into the Google listing and to actually do the updates that were missed during that downtime and make sure that you're ranking. And with that extra 2 weeks on the back end, you would be paid in full all the way till February 25th. Okay? And that'll give you, you know, plenty of time to get the phone ringing and get a return on that investment.
Okay.
You know what
I'm glad that you called me. Yeah, because I need, I need definitely a more educated. And I have had some people call me, but not like you, though. If you're explaining this to me, they kind of went over some basic information.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Facebook page, I just told them I don't even need it because the people that, some people that contacted me or like a message, I felt they weren't even real people. They were not real profiles. And you could probably see some of my responses. And they don't even look like they're real. And they're, like I said, if you look at their profile and their face, they don't even look real. Like someone just created, a bogus page and, you know, with all the, scam activity.
Honestly, they took those off for you, so you don't have the Facebook ads anymore. Of course, the Facebook page belongs to your business. You'll always have that, but you don't have to pay that extra to run the ads because they took those off. And I don't think it's going to affect you anyway to take those off because the ones you were getting, like you said, they didn't seem like they were real, right? But secondly, those Facebook ads are excellent at first to jumpstart your profile and get you some results quicker. But now that you're, you know, been through the time frame where you'll start ranking on Google, I don't think you'll even need it because statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at, you know, Facebook, Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, and you just take all those sources and put them in one category, they're only getting 13%. So like I said, I think the Facebook ads have a purpose and they're great initially to kind of jumpstart things, but you know, now that you're ranking, I don't think you're going to need it.
Well, also too, it was saying that 2,000 and some people, they were showing me, which I didn't understand, thousands of people, this was like sent out to thousands of people and I didn't even get any reaction, like no one. So I don't know how true that is. I don't know where they got those numbers. I mean, is it even going to anyone in my area, you know?
Well,
which areas?
The good thing about Facebook ads is you can target specific areas. So let's say...
Well, those people look like they're all from overseas or
no,
like they were foreign.
They shouldn't be populated in overseas or foreign, but if
They're not even like around my area in Lorain County, in Cuyahoga County, in Summit County that I put, like Erie County. When I sent this up, it's like it didn't even seem like those are going to anyone in my area. That's why I wanted to be control over it. Some guy called me that did the Facebook page. He wasn't making any sense to me. but I felt, who are all these thousands of people this was getting, you know, it goes to their feeds. Who are they?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it didn't seem like it was going in any of my areas. And I don't think they were even charging me for that to begin with. I don't think so. Were they? Do you know?
No, because it's showing me
from
the get-go when they set up the Facebook ads, they put a note here that they were going to target Cleveland Heights, Avon Lake, Avon Westlake, Rocky River, North Ridge Hill, North Olmsted, Marblehead, Vermilion?
Oh, Vermilion, yeah.
Sheffield Lake and Bay Village, or Way Village.
Yeah, and those never went to these people. I truly feel that way. I don't know what the heck they did, but it was a waste. It was just a waste. You know, does it show on your screen that this went to thousands of people? Like one number was like 7,000. I'm like, there's something that was,
you're right.
Not
it
effective.
Shows, 22,032 impressions. 11, yeah, and then it says it reached 11,250, and there were 237 clicks to your ads through the Facebook. So I'll tell you one thing. Facebook ads are kind of hit or miss, because some companies, they do absolutely phenomenal with them, and they call me and they want to increase their budget because they love it so much, and other companies tell me exactly what you said. I actually was sent all the Facebook leads for about, 2 or 3 months that were coming through the local Splash Facebook ads. So, you know, we run Facebook ads, and they would say, oh, Tina, you can handle those leads, and they were sending them to me. And I also was getting what you were saying. I was getting people that were, you know, not in the area around, you know, not in our service area, because we service, you know, United States and Canada, or sometimes people that were like, I didn't fill that out. I don't know what you're talking about. Click. So I don't know. I don't know how bogus leads through Facebook even happen when you think about it, because,
I'm just saying, like, and you might look at the notes. Whoever called me and all the guys I spoke with, which there were a lot, this is all going to go out to your areas. You know, this is what he sold me on. And I'm like, well, that's great. But it didn't even reach these areas. So if you can look into that, please. I mean,
absolutely.
That part's very disappointing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's giving me no...
That they already gave you a service credit too for last month to kind of compensate you for that, because it looks like you paid on September 22nd, you paid that extra $100 for Facebook ads, and on October 22nd, you paid that extra $100 for Facebook ads. So that's $200. And then your $199 payment for November, they put that on there as a free month for you to kind of compensate you and pay you back for any money that you had spent towards the Facebook ads.
No, that's not why you did that. I called in. That's not why
you did it.
I told him I was very unhappy with not getting any. I mean, I wasn't getting anything.
Okay.
I mean, I've gotten no, and you read my email, but not even a penny. I only drove off to one house in Vermilion, where I would love to have gotten the, do the work for them, but they were kind of like slow pace, and I'm still going to follow up with them, of course. It's a pretty big job, but it's something that I can handle. I've got the equipment for it. Other than that, I didn't get anything. So the guy, I said, you're not going to get any payment, any more money from me. I'm spending a lot of money on advertisement, and I felt that I was over-promised and under-delivered, quite honestly, by a local Splash.
Yeah.
And they told me that Facebook ads were free. That's what I was told. I mean, I could do my own Facebook page if I wanted to do it.
Charlie might need a little bit more training. He's the guy that signed you up, because rather than saying Facebook ads are free, he should tell you Facebook ads are included in the $299 package. So he probably worded that wrong. But mm-hmm. the good thing is you're not in that package anymore. Now you're only
good.
Paying $199. But let's say that I took your past due payment and then I gave you a service credit for the next one.
Uh-huh.
That would only have you paid in full till February 22nd. So I'm doing a little bit better than that for
you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than giving you another service credit for January 22nd, what I'm doing is I'm resetting the start date for today, which is the 11th.
Yeah.
And then I'm
mm-hmm.
putting that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So you'll be paid in full till February 25th. So it's
okay.
Even, you know, a little bit better than getting, you know,
yeah.
another service credit.
No, thank you so much for calling me. I figured
course,
women, I mean, I've been in sales for 18 and a half years, and
yeah.
like I said, I started my own company, you know, last year on my own.
Yeah.
Not even, you know, I was in the mortgage industry, and telling
wow.
me, women are very much more thorough than men. That's just how it goes. you know that, right?
Very
men
true.
Men can't explain anything. And, you know, I've gone to, I also connected with a property management company, and they've had men go out to these properties before. I'm like, what the hell do they do? And why would
yeah.
they have gotten paid is beyond me, because they're not thorough. They're lazy.
Right.
And I'm not saying all men, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not saying that. But,
no, I totally relate. I absolutely, I think that's something to do with like the mother in us. You know what I mean? We want to be able to explain things and break it down so people understand it. And
mm-hmm.
men just expect
yep.
you to understand it, you know? And like you
well,
say,
they
in a,
don't
in a
even know
part,
how to explain it.
But it's
yeah.
laziness. You know what I mean? It,
it
is.
Really
I think
is.
It's, yeah, I
like,
totally, I
go get
I agree.
Bent, you know what I'm saying? Use that more than once.